You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Good morning and welcome to Eye on Houston. My name is Nick Russo from 100.3 The Bull, and I'm joined by two of my favorite people from the Houston Fire Department, Paul Box, Abby Ramos. Welcome to the show, y'all.
Hi, welcome. Thank you.
Hi, thank you for being here.
So this is now, I believe, my third year that I've been working with you guys for Operation Stocking Stuffer. And before we get into how awesome of an event that is, I want to talk about the Houston Fire Department and what you guys do for the Houston Fire Department. Paul, I guess we'll start with you.
Well, we work in the public affairs office, which, you know, we do a lot of community outreach work, not just the toy drive, but we do, you know, smoke detector installations and just generally just we're kind of the bridge between the citizens and the fire department.
And Abby, what's your role at the public affairs office?
So I'm a community liaison. I go out with the community outreach. We go out to schools, talk about general fire safety. We do health fairs with the community, and then also this huge event of the toy drive that we love to do every year.
Now, the last time I think I saw you guys, though, was maybe in May at the golf tournament, and it was a great turnout, and the weather actually cooperated the last couple
it
years.
Was nice.
Tell me about the results of the golf tournament.
The golf tournament turned out great. We raised almost $10,000 for the Firefighter Protection Fund. Turned out really well. Like you said, the weather was perfect, and we had a great turnout, and we got another one coming up in May again.
Awesome. So the if you just join us, welcome to Eye on Houston. My name is Nick Russo from 100.3 The Bull. I'm joined by Abby and Paul. They're from the Public Affairs Office of the Houston Fire Department, and they always are doing great things for our community, connecting the community to our firefighters. And we were just talking about the great golf tournament that happened this past May. And coming up now is the holiday season, and as you may have heard in the past, Operation Stocking Stuffer helps thousands of families get toys for their kids where otherwise they may go without. I want to talk about the beginning of Operation Stocking Stuffer because it's a really great story. Will y'all tell us?
Yeah. What happened was, many years ago, we had a retired school teacher who wanted to help some of her students. She wasn't retired at the time, but she retired a short time after. But she wanted to help her kids with toys for Christmas. Her name was Laura Jean Young, and she started this thing out of a trunk of her car. And a couple of years after she started it, she approached the fire department to see if we could actually help her with it. And from there, it's ballooned into this giant, successful toy drive every year.
Now, Operation Stocking Stuffer helped how many families last year, was it?
So last year, we were able to help more than 6,000 families, which essentially is a lot. But we know that there are many more still in need. So this year, our goal is to assist between 7,000 and 10,000 families.
Wow.
So that would be about up to 30,000 children.
You know, that's incredible. Gave me goosebumps. I didn't realize it was that many families. I thought it was closer to 4,000 because that was the number, I think, maybe from 2 years ago. And,
correct.
And I know the goal has always been to keep growing this to help more and more children, you know, and it really says, you know, I think about myself growing up, I was really fortunate. I never had a time where my family couldn't provide for Christmas gifts. And when you go out to the Operation Stocking Stuffer event and you see these families, like their the line is darn near a mile long, you know, and they're all so excited though. Like, even though they're waiting for the toys, like that anticipation is the joy that we all feel on Christmas morning. So it's so cool to see so many people involved in that. So as what part of the process of Operation Stocking Stuffer are we in right now?
We're kind of in the planning phase. We're getting ready to kick off the toy drive on the 15th of November at Fire Station 37. Everybody's welcome to come out and join us. We're going to have kids from Pershing Middle School come out and sing Christmas carols and play Christmas music. And from there, we start collecting toys. But right now, I'm working with all of the different businesses and schools and sponsors and stuff to get their materials out to them so they can collect toys for us.
Now, is it the Houston Fire Department that puts this on, or is it a nonprofit organization?
Well, we have a nonprofit that is Fire Outreach of Houston is the nonprofit that our office has set up this year. And that will help fund all of the public affairs events that we have come up, including Operation Stocking Stuffer, the toy drive, the golf tournament, and just all the events that we do. And So, but it is put on by the Public Affairs Office, but we have so many people that help us out, you know, so many businesses and schools and volunteers. We probably had 900 volunteers throughout the sorting giveaway last year.
Well, you know, when you're talking about giving, you know, 6,000 families toys, it takes finances to do that. You know, someone has to buy the toys, people have to donate the toys, and the more I've thought about it, you know, there's so many gracious sponsors that contribute largely. Like, you know, it seems like they wait all year for this opportunity to donate a handsome amount of money to buy thousands of toys to kind of fill the need that's there, as well as the public, you know, dropping off toys at the different fire stations. You brought up the sorting part. That's somewhere that you place that you guys can usually use volunteers. Is that still the case?
It is, and we'll have a link out soon where volunteers can sign up and choose a volunteer time and date to help us sort. And every volunteer that we get is greatly appreciated.
So tell me about the process from getting the toys to the sorting to the distribution, because like it's actually fun to hear y'all talk about it, because there's so many different moving parts. So once you've got all the toys donated, then what happens?
Well, first of all, you know, Houston's about 600 plus square miles. We got a little group of people that go around collecting, picking up all the toys. We have not just almost 100 fire stations, but we have almost 100 different businesses that we collect from. And it is pretty time consuming, and that's where one of our big partners is Pods, and that they make it so much easier because they donate all the pods, all the service. And what we do is we put pods around different fire stations, so we don't have to go to one central location to store them. We can store them in pods at these fire stations, so when our guys are out collecting them, they don't have to drive 600 miles just to go drop them off in a place. They can go to a station with a pod, drop them off, and they can be on their way. And, you know, if people like Pods and Shell and who do all the bikes, and Hess who does all the toy trucks, we just can't reach these numbers without these folks.
Absolutely. You know, I'm good friends with the people at Pods too, and I know how grateful they are to just be a part of it. You know, they kind of call the pod the Santa sleigh, so to speak, because it's, you know, it's full of toys. And if you're just joining us, welcome to Iron Houston. My name is Nick Russo. I'm joined by Paul Box and Abby Ramos of the Houston Fire Department Public Affairs Office, and we're talking about Operation Stocking Stuffer. Their toy drive kicks off November 15th, and where we're at now is the pods are full of toys. They picked them up and they take them to a location. Now we got to sort all these toys, right? And so how does that happen?
Yes. So then we have the pods delivered to the church, which is where we distribute to the families. But first we get them sorted by gender, by age, and then they get bagged. And that's where all the magic happens, because then we have to make sure that the appropriate age group goes to the appropriate child. And that takes about a good week or so. A week or so, yes.
And the way the families sign up ahead of time.
Correct.
And so if someone's listening now and they know someone that maybe this applies to, hey, you know, my sister, my cousin, or myself even, my children could benefit from this, my family could benefit, how did they sign up?
So we'll have a registration link that is going to go live November 4th. I've got my month.
It comes so quick, yes.
So November 4th, yes, the registration link will go live. And that link will be on our website, houstontx.gov/fire.
And last year, it filled up relatively quick.
Yes, it filled up in one day.
So you have to sign up fast.
Correct.
Have y'all extended to more families this year?
We went from 4,000 registered last year to 7,000 this year.
Okay, let me stop you. So you had 4,000 registered, but we still gave away 6,000 families worth of toys.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Man, that says everything right there. You know, like the registration is super important, but if you guys can, y'all always do provide for so much more.
Well, what happens is we work with a group of nonprofits that have their families that on their list.
Mm-hmm.
And so we help them out by getting toys, and we know their numbers. So that's why the numbers get so large. And one exciting thing that we're doing this year is we're going to have a year-round toy pantry. All the toys that we have collect, because we always get toys after the toy drive's over. The fire station goes, can you come get more toys from us? You know, yeah, we'll be over there. So what we're going to do is we're going to start a toy pantry. And any family, if they go through a fire, if their fire burns their apartment or something like that, they can come get some stuff for the kids. Once they get all settled in, we'll give them a voucher. They can come to our toy pantry and pick out some stuff for the kids.
Man, y'all really all around Santa Claus now.
Yes, year round.
You know, I when I think back to last year too, I remember walking in What was the name of the church? Is it
New Light Christian Church?
New Light Christian Church. Yes. Yeah. So it's this giant, you know, cathedral, you know, church. You know, right. It looks like a stadium when you walk in. And I had never seen so many bikes in my entire life. Like literally, it was the entire place was full of toys. Like everywhere you look, there's another bag of toys. And like if that didn't warm your heart a little bit to see it, that kind of outreach, then nothing will. You know, I remember I still look at the picture sometimes and show friends, and people are like, "Is that real?" I'm like, "Yeah, it looked like it was like Santa's, you know, Wonderland. There. You're at the North Pole, you know." So it's just absolutely amazing. So again, HoustonFire.gov. And you can sign up to be a part of it, right? If you want to receive the toys, or do you want to register your family for it?
Correct.
What are the specs? Is it 4 kids per family?
No, it's 3 kids per family. So if you want to be registered to get a bicycle, that counts as either the toy or the bike. So if you have 3 kids, 1 kid wants a bike, you're going to get 2 bags of toys and the bicycle, not 3 bags plus the bike.
Got you.
Yes, but it's 3 children per family.
Well, it's really awesome. So, if you are still, like I said, we the toy drive kicks off November 15th. So, if someone has a business and they want to get involved, or if someone personally wants to get involved, what's the best way to reach out to you guys?
Just call me. You can call me or email me. My phone number is 832-394-6636. My email is paul.box@houstontx.gov.
There you go. So you get in touch with Paul, and if you forget this because you're driving, get in touch with me. I'll pass you to Paul or to Abby, and we can help anyone that wants to help. I'll help direct them to you guys as well. This is such a great opportunity again.
Thank you for having us. And again, Houston, we can't do this without our volunteers and our sponsors and anybody that donates toys. So we thank everyone.
We have the best sponsors in the world, and we're also going to put up a list on our website of places where if you can't make it to a fire station, we're going to have businesses that you can drop. They're going to be collection points for us. So we'll have different businesses, different locations of certain businesses that people can go into the lobby of the place and drop off a new unwrapped toy.
You know, we did that last year there was a concert in Sugar Land, and we set up a donation box. And it was the first time that I had ever kind of done a toy. I was kind of branching off doing the toy drive on my own, so to speak, you know, on behalf of you guys. And the weather was so cold and so nasty, and it was so ugly out that day. I don't even remember what the concert was, but I remember being like, man, I feel like I'm going to fall flat on my face. And then the next day, they're like, hey, Nick, the toys from last night are in the promo room. And I was like, oh, okay. And, I was expecting 1 or 2 toys. And I walked back there, and it was 2 gigantic boxes full. And wow. I was like, I was completely just floored. I couldn't believe it, and so I was super grateful that, people that listen to me on the radio and have befriended me on social media, so that they really did feel the message the way I felt it and contributed. So I just felt really special to be that close with you guys on that front. So I know what it's like for you guys when y'all see these pots full,
Well, the generosity of the city never ceases to amaze me. I mean, a couple of years ago, when we went through Harvey, the turnout was amazing, not just from our city, but from all over the country. And last year, the same thing. And every year, it just grows and grows. And I get so many businesses, so many new people wanting to help. And we're getting some really nice new businesses or new companies coming in to help us this year. And, we'll take financial money, and we'll take finances and if people donate a certain amount, we can take them shopping. If people want to go shopping with the fire department, they can get in touch with me, and we can take them shopping and buy. They can clear out some shells on the toy in the toy aisle.
I've seen it firsthand. I watched
cool.
It. Yeah, it's a great time. So this is Operation Stocking Stuffer, and we want you to be a part of it. I mean, get all the information. You can join us on social media. The toy drive begins November 15th. The website is HoustonTX.gov/fire.
Correct.
All right. So that has all the information. And again, we'll be talking about this for the next couple months. Tis the season. Paul Box, Abby Ramos, thanks again for joining us on Iron Houston.
Thank you for having us.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.